Hi there. Do you ever feel lonely? Don't miss this lesson where we look at the art of making friends as an adult. Ever wondered why children can make friends in 5 minutes? But it gets harder as we grow up. An important lesson which not only helps you polish your English language, but also guides you on mastering the social skills that you need to make new friends. And stay with me until the end for a tip on making friends in the UK. Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to Adept English. We will help you to speak English fluently. All you have to do is listen. So start listening now and find out how it works. Don't forget, if your spoken English is progressing well and you're keen to perfect your pronunciation, there is our consonant pronunciation course at adeptenglish.com. It's your passport to sounding authentically British. There are lots of words in English which are difficult to pronounce and which go against normal standard pronunciation. I've done podcasts in the past about the origins of the English language and how it comes from so many other languages. It's not consistent. Listen to podcast 617 if you want more on this. But if you don't want to be caught out on your pronunciation, this course is a thorough and complete course on the mysteries of English consonant pronunciation. Check it out at adeptenglish.com and our courses page. Isn't it lovely how children can sometimes make friends with one another really easily, even if they don't share a common language? But making friends as an adult, it's a different matter. For some people, it's as easy as pie. For others, it can be very challenging. Why the difference? Well, it could be lifestyle, it could be opportunity, or maybe you're just not sure how to initiate that first hello. So today, let's talk about how to make friends as an adult. Does it happen automatically for you, or do you find it challenging? Some of us already have enough friends. Some of us struggle to make friendships and wish we had more friends. What are the magic ingredients? I notice within the UK, if you come from a strong cultural background, that perhaps means that you've stayed in your hometown, close to family and friends, where you grew up, or you live in a community which, say, is united by religion or ethnicity or possibly a large family, then you tend to have enough people in your life. You don't lack friends. But what if you've moved to a big city for work? As part of Western culture, we often move far away from where we grew up, far away from our family and friends. We may have left home to go to university and made friends there, but when uni ends, friends often disperse geographically. They go and live in different places. My elder daughter was really lucky with that. When she finished uni, most of her friends moved up to London. So her large friendship group is composed of these people, plus work friends she's made along the way, and people who live in the same building. Many of the people living in her block of flats are young urban professionals of the same age. So they've got to know each other because of proximity. Proximity, P-R-O-X-I-M-I-T-Y, that just means occupying the same space. You see each other every day. That's proximity. But for many people, especially those who've moved location for their work, this kind of move can mean isolation. I-S-O-L-A-T-I-O-N means being alone and too much alone. Isolation can have a really big impact on your mental health. We saw this during the lockdowns. There may be still many friends you're in contact with, but they just don't live near to you, so you can't see them regularly. And life can be dull without friends to do things regularly with. But for young professional people, being mobile, willing to move for their work, is essential. But it comes with these problems, and these problems often go unacknowledged. So what are the ingredients for being good at making friends? Some of you will find this obvious, others less so. I think that sometimes making friends has to be intentional. You must make opportunity for it to happen. And if you let work dominate your life, you won't have time for friendships. So the biggest challenge is when you move somewhere new. If you move with a partner or family, that's quite a bit easier. There is at least one other person. And if you have children, then there's opportunity to make friends with the parents of your children at school. This doesn't necessarily mean you have a lot in common, but it can work. When we say in English people have a lot in common, we usually mean they have shared interests, are similar people, or have shared values. I think it's good to recognise who are your people, the type that you like and that you'll get along with. I think as we get older, we get more of a sense of this, but we also may become more choosy too. And it's not to say that your friendships have to be with all the same types of people. As long as you've got something in common, as long as you have common ground, a bit like a Venn diagram, there can be enough to make a friendship. People who move location for their work every few years can develop really good mechanisms for making new friends. You have to create opportunity though. It's not as easy as when you were young and in education. At school, at university, you are thrown together with lots of other people the same age. And then you see them every day and spend lots of time together. You're probably forced to sit next to the same people every day. You can't help but get to know them. And a subset, that's S-U-B-S-E-T, and a subset of those people will become your friends. A subset means a number of them, not all of them, of course. What we often lack as adults is repeated exposure to the same people so that we can get to know them gradually and naturally and possibly decide to deepen the relationship if we like them. So what's key to new friendships is making sure you've opportunity to do this repeated exposure to people. If it's not naturally in your life, you must create it. The best way to do this is to follow an interest, something you like doing, and which brings you in contact with a group. One which meets regularly and the same faces every week. Ideally too, the group have a similar demographic. That's D-E-M-O-G-R-A-P-H-I-C. Demographic means similar age, similar lifestyle. More likely to have things in common then. It could be a gym or a running club. Could be a theatre or an art group. If that's your thing, you find people online perhaps that want to visit the same things that you do. Or a book club, or a chess club, or a tennis club where you might find a partner. It could even be your English language conversation group, your housemates, or your neighbours. One of the things which I found, I'm friends with other psychotherapists. There are automatically common interests and many fascinating conversations to be had too. That's an easy one for me. But I also don't want to just be friends with psychotherapists. It's good to have lots of other people too. Have you ever noticed how some of your co-workers aren't interested in making friends? They may already have a full social calendar. You can't assume this, but sometimes people have enough friends already and they just don't have the capacity to make any more. When people are good at friendships, it usually means they're good at maintaining those friendships too. They put effort in. They're in contact with people regularly. They arrange to meet up. To keep the friendship alive. All of this takes time and effort, and we collect friendships as we go through life from different places. So if you prioritize your friendships, you tend to keep them. But this is time and effort, and perhaps you can only maintain a certain number of friendships. Good to recognize that some people have reached friendship saturation and aren't really interested in making new friends. Have you ever made a friend suddenly in a crisis? Sometimes dramatic events can bring us really close, really quickly to other people. And personal attributes too. Your character, that matters. It can determine how well you do making friendships. You have to be approachable, friendly looking. Humour is useful. That's a good way to engage with people, make people laugh. A particular personality I notice in my work, make friends really easily. That's the histrionic personality. H-I-S-T-R-I-O-N-I-C. These people automatically engage with others. They share a lot about themselves. Everyone knows their business, all about them. Of course, this can go too far, but they do give other people a lot to engage with, and therefore they make themselves memorable to other people. The opposite, one of the things that socially anxious people find difficult and awkward, is talking about themselves. You have to put yourself out there. Be prepared to talk about yourself. Another thing which is crucially important, being prepared to make the invitation when you judge that the time is right. Friendships often need that nudge to move from the acquaintance zone to the friendship zone. When you've got to know someone a little and you think you might like them, the "do you fancy going for a coffee?" or "why don't you come round to my house and I'll help you with X or Y?" You extend the relationship so that you're not just meeting in the original context because you're thrown together. You're now choosing to meet. You're meeting by choice. Have you got the confidence to make that first move? And by the way, here's a quick tip on making friends in the UK. On the whole, Northerners tend to be more open and quicker to make friends, whereas folks down south, they take a bit longer to warm up. Just a quirky UK fact for you. People in the north of the UK engage more quickly and are more open and friendly at the first meeting. You might get chatting in the sauna or on a train and make a connection. In the south of the UK, by contrast, I think that people can be a little bit more reserved. It just takes longer to be open. You have to meet a person more times before this happens. They're still friendly, but just takes longer. Just a tip in case you move here. Do you resonate with what I've talked about today? Or is your experience different? Do you have enough friendships? Or even too many, perhaps? Or have you just moved somewhere new and you're looking to make new friends? As ever, it's great to hear from you and about your experiences. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. Please help me tell others about this podcast by reviewing or rating it. And please share it on social media. You can find more listening lessons and a free English course at adeptenglish.com.